USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
One of the suspects in the stabbing deaths of 10 people in a Canadian province has been found dead. Police in Regina, Saskatchewan says 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found dead near the stabbing sites. They believe his 30-year-old brother Miles is injured and on the run, likely in the provincial capital. The discovery of Damian Sanderson's body comes on the second day of a massive manhunt for the pair. They are suspected of a series of stabbings in an indigenous community and a nearby town that also left 18 people injured. It's one of the deadliest attacks in Canadian history. A federal judge in Florida gave a legal victory to former President Donald Trump, granting his request for a special master to review documents that the FBI seized from Mar-a-Lago. The decision from U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, whom Trump appointed, also halted the Justice Department's use of the records for investigative purposes. The department said a special master was not necessary because officials had already completed their review of potentially privileged documents. It said they were reviewing the decision. In the United Kingdom, there is a new leader.
I give notice that Liz Truss is elected as the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
Liz Truss is the current Foreign Secretary. She beat out former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak to become the Conservative Party leader. On Tuesday, she will become the new British Prime Minister, following the formal appointment by Queen Elizabeth II. Truss paid tribute to outgoing leader Boris Johnson in her acceptance speech.
Boris, you got Brexit done. You crushed Jeremy Corbyn. You rolled out the vaccine and you stood up to Vladimir Putin. You were admired from Kiev to Carlisle.
Truss will be the third woman ever to serve as prime minister and the fourth prime minister overall in the last 6 years. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
3 Minnesotans under the age of 21 are challenging the state's age limit on carrying handguns in public.
The plaintiffs argue the age limit violates the Second Amendment rights of 18 to 20-year-old adults. Minnesota attorneys say the state is justified because those under 21 pose a higher risk of violence with firearms. A federal judge is scheduled to hear the case on October 4th.
USA Radio's Tim Berg reporting that case has attracted intervention from advocacy groups on both sides ahead of that court hearing. The plaintiffs are joined by the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, the Second Amendment Foundation, and Firearms Policy Coalition. Every Town for Gun Safety and a coalition between the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence and Protect Minnesota have filed briefs supporting the age limit. Water pressure remained steady into Monday morning in Jackson, Mississippi. City officials there said water pressure at the Curtis Water Plant exceeded its goal Sunday for the first time since the water emergency began last week. Most residents are now experiencing normal water pressure. The U.S. Coast Guard has suspended the search for 9 people, including a child, who went missing after a floater plane crashed in the waters of Puget Sound, northwest of Seattle. The body of a 10th person, an unidentified woman, was recovered by a Good Samaritan on Sunday after the crash was reported. We do thank you for listening. Keep up with us online at usaradio.com. You can also find us wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.